strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
What you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
What you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, as she does every Thursday, to preview what's coming out in the paper today, the Gulf Breeze News publisher, Lisa Newell. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much. We have got a 25-year remembrance of the 9/11 attacks happening tomorrow. It's funny, too, because Gulf Breeze News started 25 years ago.
Oh, really?
We started 1 month after September the 11th.
No way.
We were already in the process of planning everything when the whole thing happened. And, you know, I don't know if you remember, but the economy pretty much stopped for a while. And we were just like, we just had to keep moving forward. We were already committed to starting a newspaper. We had no idea if it was going to last 3 months, 6 months, and now here we are 25 years later. So that's one of the things that we remember very well about 9/11. But they're going to have a really good presentation at the Gulf Breeze Community Center tomorrow night. And it's going to involve someone who was here at NAS and how NAS responded. Also a person who was in New York who was, fortunately, their train was delayed and was able to steer clear of all of the things that happened. So they're going to talk about the aftermath in New York and also what was going on down here. So it should be a very good presentation, 6:30 p.m. at the Gulf Breeze Community Center tomorrow night.
And, you know, it's we're just talking about this with Senator Scott last hour. But, you know, for folks who are our age, it's vivid memory. But anybody under the age of 30 doesn't remember it. They have been told it.
Yeah.
They did not live through it. Anybody under the age of 30, that's all your Gen Z, you know, a lot of your millennials even don't have a very vivid memory of it. And, you know, it's something we have to constantly be reminding people of and teaching them. Big, huge, scary-looking waterspout in Navarre. Did it actually do any damage or did it all stay offshore?
No, I think it was more of a really just an anomaly. We found out, too, did you know there's a difference between a waterspout and a tornado over the water?
Oh, do tell.
I always thought that if it was over the water, it was a waterspout. But now a tornado, we found out, can form over the water. And this was called a fair weather waterspout because there wasn't an associated storm with it. It just the conditions were correct. And a lot of people have posted pictures of it online. We did get a picture from Mary Dunn, who was out at Portofino, and she saw it. Beautiful picture of it. No, it did not hurt anyone. It did not come on shore. It was moving away from shore. But, yeah, they said normally they're very benign. If you see a waterspout, usually they're very benign.
This sounds like propaganda from the Waterspout Anti-Defamation League. Are you sure about this? I mean, like, well, okay, so what is the difference between a tornado and a waterspout?
They have a very powerful lobby.
apparently.
Well, a tornado can form over the water, according to the meteorologist. So what am I going to say he's wrong. I just always thought that if it was over water, it was a waterspout. But no, a tornado can form over the water, and it is a tornado.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we have to look into that more. But I learned something by reading the Gulf Breeze News.
Oh, look at you. I like it. All right.
I know.
Paid for by the Waterspout Anti-Defamation League. All right, fair enough. The mini drama going on over the soccer field use at Tiger Point, the Tiger Point Sports Association, Baysides, this has all kind of been resolved, right?
Well, the county got both parties in the room, and they were able to communicate. I think that was the biggest problem is that, you know, there was a lot of upset because they weren't communicating. And as it turned out, they're going to split a lot of the expenses. And it's very, you know, if you're dedicated to Tiger Point Sports Association and you've been putting, you know, your blood, sweat, and tears out there, you know, it doesn't seem fair to have someone come in and take over. But the way they've worked it out, they're going to split the maintenance, they're going to split the utility bills. They have got a lot of good things going forward. I think it's going to be a win-win for everyone. And I think in the end, everyone calmed down a great deal, and they're looking forward to. And this agreement can be rescinded at any time. So I think at the time right now, it's a good plan for everyone.
Meanwhile, there was a little bit of entertainment at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting following prior public outcry, or people on the beach are upset about the Navarre Beach boardwalk / event space / food truck court, you know, walkover, restrooms and parking lot. It's a lot of slashes in this project. And particularly Commissioner Eddington has, he's been a little bit more vociferous lately, right?
I would say that Mr. Eddington has shown his other side, because normally he is such a go along, you know, folksy, you know, well shucks kind of a guy. But he got pushed to the point of being very angry and let it all rip.
And y'all want to be a backstabbing bunch of people? Y'all are hypocrites. That's what y'all are, a bunch of hypocrites.
I didn't notice him say anything weird.
One person started all this bull crap. I don't have nothing else to say, and I do not want to hear anything she has to say. Form it over with.
I mean, I just feel like Ray Eddington was just his normal, like, I love the way you say it, his aw shucks personality.
Hey, I'm talking, not you. You be quiet.
It sure was something.
It was. I mean, you have to kind of admire him for just going ahead and saying what he feels, because, you know, I'm sure that he was extremely upset at the way things have been going. And, you know, it is true that the public can be very fickle.
Yeah.
And they want something one day, then they say, oh, no, I don't want that, after you've put in all this time to try to do their bidding. Yes. I mean, I've seen it happen on Pensacola Beach. I've seen it happen at Navarre Beach. It's, you know, people want everything. They, you know, they're never satisfied. So I can see where his level of frustration has boiled over. And he literally has nothing left to lose. He's been voted out. Dean Light is going to take over that job. So, you know, he really doesn't have anything to say to people. He's not trying to make nice any longer.
No, he's not. And, I've occasionally seen Ray get upset before. And he goes from, you know, like first gear to fifth gear pretty quickly when he does, or maybe not so quickly, but when he does, it's a big dramatic trance. But the next couple of months of commission hearings might be kind of entertaining.
And y'all want to be a backstabbing bunch of people? Y'all are hypocrites.
All right. And finally, in the paper, you got news on sports from Gulf Breeze High and Soundside.
We're covering both. Jason Thompson, our sports editor, is very busy going back and forth to all these games. And so we really appreciate him. And we are getting all these. It's exciting to have two schools to cover now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great.
Soundside is just ninth and 10th grade.
Jason does such a good job. I mean, he's such a sports enthusiast, and he's so devoted to it. He's such a great public servant. You know, if you care about sports in the peninsula, you know Jason. I'll put it that way.
That's exactly right. You got it right. But anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend, and we hope to see you in the Breeze.
Yes, ma'am. Lisa, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Burgess Road is congested from Florida West High School to Pensacola Boulevard. Southbound Palafox is backed up Burgess to I-10. U.S. 90 is running heavy from the Simpson River to Scenic Highway, and U.S. 98 in Gulf Breeze has a slowdown past the Naval Live Oaks area. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5.
I just got a funny text in. Somebody says, I have a crazy friend that actually drove his boat through a water spout just for fun.
I think that's a fishtail.
What the boat did, or the account itself?
The account itself,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I don't.
I want pictures.
I want video or it did not happen. That's right. I'll take that. Again, I just think that the Waterspout Anti-Defamation League has probably paid this guy to send me in this text. So, you know, that's why we're getting all these. What'd you call them? Fishtails? I like that. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're very effective at this. And, you know, I talk about these numbers all the time just because I think it's kind of amazing. Like when she started doing real estate, you know what, about not quite 10 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, something like that. And all of us who knew her from the news and from other things and her family and Milan and all that, you know, like, I mean, we knew Christina's great and smart and personable and all that. But a lot of capable people start real estate and, you know, just kind of, it doesn't really work out great for them. I mean, they do okay, maybe sell a few homes, maybe a few homes a year. But her team has just grown and grown, and the effectiveness has just grown. You know, they were selling over 200 homes a year when the market was super hot. Remember back a couple years ago when you could just basically, by the time you started hammering a sign in the lawn, you got three offers. You know, it was like that. And they were selling about four homes a week back then, over 200 a year. Then the market got harder, and the home prices got high, and the interest rates got high, and the concern about the economy got, you know, concerned. And so they were down to like 175 homes a year, 165 homes a couple of years in a row, which is still three and a half a week, which is a lot. But then last year, 206 in 2025. And in the last calendar, like 12 months, 270. So it's crazy. It's gone from three a week to four a week to five a week. They have just solved the problem. They have figured it out. They've got the formula. They know how to stage it, photograph it, list it, open house it, follow up, all that stuff. And, you know, just take care of you. And that knowledge kind of builds. It's almost a, you know, it's a self-feeding thing where they get knowledge. They learn how to apply it. They get knowledge. They learn how to apply it. So I would not say hire her because I told you so, but I would say call her because I told you so. And then you judge for yourself, you know, who's in the best position to help you get, you know, whatever your goals are regarding a house sale or a purchase. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Did you know? Economic development is not about slogans. It is about outcomes. Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to recruit and support businesses that generate high-wage jobs, significant capital investment, and long-term tax base growth. That means stronger public services and a more competitive Escambia County without raising taxes. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Hi, this is Jeff Culhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. This is News Radio 92.3, your home for the Noles. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 821 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. We're all looking forward to getting $5,000 if President Trump gets his way and the Republicans keep control of the House and the Senate. So, I mean, even Rick Scott, when he was on with me an hour ago, said, well, you know, I mean, what was his expression? I'm trying to cut spending and get a balanced budget, not increase it by $1 trillion. I mean, it's kind of between us. We basically said that. So, yeah. Anyway, even J.D. Vance was kind of walking this back last night after it got said. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Hold on. Where am I here? Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen are claiming Saudi-backed forces carried out 40 airstrikes on Thursday. Those claims have not been independently verified. There's been no immediate response from Saudi forces on that. The fighting, though, has intensified here in recent days. The widow of a man killed Sunday in that Amazon cargo plane crash in Miami has now filed a wrongful death lawsuit. The widow is suing Amazon, 21 Air, and the two pilots, alleging the crash was preventable and involved a high-speed landing and inadequate training. The NTSB says the plane touched down, then a pilot called for a go-around 15 seconds later. That crash had killed five people. And hockey broadcaster and former coach Barry Melrose has died. He was 70 years old. Melrose led the Los Angeles Kings to the 93 Stanley Cup Finals, had a long career as a hockey analyst on ESPN, and stepped away from broadcasting back in 2023. Of course, he also coached the Tampa Bay Lightning for a time.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. We've been talking about this all morning, but the big dust-up at the Escambia County Commission budget hearing the other day. Can't talk about it without playing the music.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here. There's so many things I want to say.
Speakers are asked to refrain from abusive or profane remarks, disruptive outbursts.
See, come that's on. The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no, it
you
does make not.
If you don't know who I am, close your mouth. Something's going to fly in your mouth.
You're going to have to be quiet when I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do the insubordination.
This is not transparent, open government.
I have never said you were psychotic, though you may be.
I don't know that I care for the narrative.
Well, Stephen, I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anybody else's, or to imply that any one of us is not doing what...
I'm not a maiden who needs to be saved from my feelings.
Wonderful, thank you.
Love can touch just one time and last for...
We're rolling back the military, and I guess, Commissioner Schroberger, your intent is to look at where we cut later once we roll back the military rate? I mean, what? How?
No, I think there can always be some cuts. There definitely can be. I don't have to make those decisions
myself. Nobody
gets
any cuts, so you're just rolling back the military?
We're rolling back the military. Just $1 million.
So we're not putting as much in reserves. Is that what's going on here?
Commissioner, yes. So what will happen is it just means that those dollars will not go into our budgeted reserve.
So as Ashley Hoffberger points out, it sounds like we're just talking about taking money out of the savings account or failing to put money into the savings account in order to pay for the cuts that Stephen Barry wants. And Lumen May says we can easily find anywhere in the budget. She is also asking for a cut, but a cut in the millage rate as well. Different. Everybody had a different perspective on this. And so, you know, just a lot of argument, okay, over this. We'll get to it in just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with that object in the roadway, I-10 eastbound, just after Davis Highway in Pensacola. Use caution. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So where it eventually went was Mike Kohler suggested, let's just cut the clerk's money.
I'll make a motion because the clerk has routinely had over $1 million to cut hers by $1 million this year. So there's my motion, cut the clerk's budget by $1 million. Have a second?
Second.
Lumen May seconds it.
Okay. There is a motion and there is a second, so I will call for a vote. All in favor of Commissioner Kohler's motion, please raise your hand. That would be 3. All who are not in favor, please raise your hand. That would be 2.
So 3-2, Steve Stroberger and Ashley Hoffberger did not vote for that, but 3-2 passed. It was weird because it was not really anything like that on the agenda. I mean, they have broad latitude, but continuing to talk about this.
I'll make a second motion. I want to make a motion that the clerk's legal funds and her personal service for $100,000 no longer exists.
Second.
Council, can we legally do this?
Good question.
I think the board has great flexibility to go through the budget and to make these types of decisions.
And again, it's in the budget hearing, so I mean, I guess they can do whatever they decide they want to do.
Thank you. Commissioner Kohler, could you please repeat?
Yeah. We have a lot of lawyers. The clerk has 2. I want to decrease her personal service legal slush fund. That's $100,000. That's my motion.
For legal.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor? That would be 4. I am not voting for that, so that would be 4-1.
May I have the floor, Madam Chair?
Indeed.
Oh. So voting to cut the legal funding for her attorney, voting to cut the overall budget by $1 million. Pam Childers is, you know, I do have something to say about this. After it's been voted for. Although, you know, nothing is really final, I guess not yet, not really, but.
I hear your animosity, Commissioner Kohler. It is apparent. You are the one that contacted the 2 not-for-profits. You are the one that lobbied them to file a lawsuit. You are the one that told them to go to Alex Andrade as their counsel. I understand your animosity. It is noted. And when you personally talk about going after me personally for $1.5 million 2 weeks before Alex Andrade even sent a demand letter, it is you, Commissioner Kohler. And maybe we need to look towards personal liability of commissioners, because your behavior is abhorrent.
Interesting. Remember, this is, you can't read this but as being retaliation for her challenging the discretionary fund spending on the charities, right? And the on, and I mean, if you want to look back to the 401 A, what is it? The you know, the retirement fund stuff, which wasn't really Kohler's thing. It was, you know, Barry and May and Bender at the time, and Bergosh, you know, back in the day. But still, more to come from Pam.
And I have the right to defend myself, and I do have two attorneys. My other attorney is not paid for by the commission. It is a courtside attorney. My one attorney is Cody Lee, that handles every lawsuit for the clerk's office, because we get a lot of them because of tax deed sales and what have you. So I hear your animosity. It is noted. And if this governor was not leaving, we would be having a conversation. But I will certainly have one with Donalds if he is elected, or with Jolly.
So why don't y'all keep this up, and we'll be talking to the governor about this. Listen, I don't know what would come of it. We don't even know who's going to be the governor. She seems to think that DeSantis isn't, you know, willing to take up a fight like this, at least not now. As a, you know, not even yet lame duck, but right, you know, he's kind of coming towards the end of his term. But I can see this being nothing. And I can see this being the kind of thing that gets a commissioner removed from office. Like, you cut the clerk's budget for essential services, is how the argument will go, after she challenged you for the impermissible expenditures that she claims you're making. I mean, can't everybody be right in this? So, we'll see. Meanwhile, Ashley Hoffberger reminding them that they're actually not doing the work that they're supposed to be doing at this time.
We still don't have a millage rate.
That's right.
So we probably need to have the rest of the conversation about that.
So we probably need to actually do our jobs here today, which they did. I'll have the finishing up of this for you in about 15 or 20 minutes, but I told you, it was an entertaining meeting.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump revs up Republicans for nearly 2 hours. Tonight, it's Vice President J.D. Vance at the RNC midterm convention in Dallas.
He's encouraging Republicans to run on the administration's record from border enforcement to tax policy and the economy.
Because if we lose, you're going to lose your border. You're going to lose your tax cuts. You're going to lose your safety and security.
Now, one unexpected voice helping to boost that message was Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who recorded a video introducing his Republican Senate counterpart, Dave McCormick, with a pledge to work across the aisle on steel. And he addressed this Republican crowd by calling himself a common sense Democrat.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich says the president pledged a $5,000 dividend check to every adult citizen if the GOP wins Congress. The Census Bureau, with a new proposal, count only U.S. citizens. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got 78 degrees with partly cloudy skies. We'll get a full look at our forecast here in just a couple of minutes. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer's filed a lawsuit against Netflix, alleging the company misled consumers about tracking and selling their data, all while designing features to keep kids tethered to the screen. Uthmeyer says Netflix told users for years it wouldn't be collecting their data before quietly building an advertising business around that in 2022. The lawsuit joins a growing list of tech-related actions from Uthmeyer's office, including pending cases against Roblox and Snapchat. City of Pensacola is scrambling now to reallocate $400,000 in federal funding after the sudden closure of Palette PBC, a company that built the city's homeless transitional shelters. Officials say all 27 shelters and a hygiene unit were already delivered before the closure, but leftover ARPA funds will have to be spent by the end of the year. Now, the city's hoping to redirect that money towards a low-barrier shelter program run through Opening Doors Northwest Florida. Federal approval on that is still pending. Construction continues on that $4.6 million West Roberts Road project. The county is expected to provide an update on a reopening timeline soon. The road's been closed since late August between Tate and Highway 29. It was originally set to reopen after the Labor Day weekend. Officials say more details on that are on the way. The project is widening the roadway and improving drainage. Scammers are now targeting ink shops.
Thinking about getting a tattoo? Beware of scammers now circulating around the local area. P&J's reporting, Pensacola tattoo artists say scammers are stealing thousands of dollars by posing as local shops and taking deposits for fake appointments. Victims are contacted by phone, shown bogus social media pages, and then the victims are convinced to send money through various apps like Venmo or Cash App. PPD says it's part of a growing wave of phone scams targeting residents with increasingly convincing tactics. Chris Bryan, News Radio, 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. An F-14 Tomcat is on its way to Colorado. Left NAS Pensacola on Wednesday. The disassembled plane is going to be reassembled and put on display at the Pueblo Weisbrod Aircraft Museum. The F-14, of course, was one of the Navy's most iconic fighter jets for more than 30 years before its retirement in 2006. And it is 8:34. Let's get a check on our forecast from Channel 3.
We are going to be seeing a wet day today with a 70% chance of your showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Another high chance of rain on your Friday, 70% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into your Saturday, 50% chance of rain, high near 89. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 78 degrees, and PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. Burgess Road is congested from Florida West High School to Pensacola Boulevard. Southbound Palafox is slowing down from Burgess to I-10, and US 90 is running heavy from the Escambia River to Scenic Highway. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
And at 8:35, our next news in 30 minutes with breaking news anytime it happens. Now, taking a look at your money now this morning, markets are down. The Dow down about 3/10 at 52,214.32. S&P 500 is down just over 0.5% at 75,94.22. NASDAQ down 0.8 right now, 26,36,346. 10-year bond rate today up a bit, 4.92%. Gold prices down $70.90, $43.89.80. Silver is down $3.69 at $64.96. And Bitcoin down a little over $1,400 this morning, $76,915.37. Looking at those oil prices, West Texas Intermediate up $3.95, right even at $100 a barrel right now. Brent crude up $4.03, trading at $105.24 per barrel. And how's that affecting our gas prices? Well, the national average up today at $4.27 for a gallon of regular. In Escambia County, seeing average prices at right about $3.97. Santa Rosa County, $3.99. And Okaloosa County, $3.96. And our next news in 30 minutes, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Billy Anderson here at Anderson Subaru in Pensacola, and we're excited to announce an incredible 75-month financing on four of our most popular models. Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback. Combined with low end-of-summer rates, it's the perfect time to get behind the wheel of a new Subaru. Get 0.9% APR financing for 75 months on Ascent models, the family-sized SUV with flexible seating for up to 8, and 1.9% APR financing for 75 months on the redesigned Outback. or get 2.9% APR financing for 75 months on Subaru Crosstrek models, and 2.9% APR financing for 75 months on Subaru Forester models. Flexible long-term financing, low rates, and legendary reliability and longevity. Even more reason to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Among the many days that are today, you know, one of them is it is National TV Dinner Day. TV dinner. When was the last time you had a TV dinner? 437-1620. And what one is your favorite? Now, I know we've kind of the TV dinner of yore. I said yore has morphed. But, you know, that used to mean a certain thing. I think nowadays, you know, what used to be TV dinners have become just, you know, microwave dinners, which there's thousands of those. But, you know, you can feel free to include those in your answer if you like. 437-1620, 437-1620. So TV dinner, do you eat them? When was the last time you had them? What's your favorite? That's my real question is, man, you think back to the good old days of when you'd put it in the oven with the foil and you'd peel it back piece by piece and stir the potatoes or the cobbler or the whatever. Man, I just, that's my childhood. All right, so, you know, I was a, you know, latchkey kid. If you even know what that term is, you're old enough you do. If you know that term, you're old. Let's see, PJ, what's your, do you TV dinners?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your one?
Pot pie.
Oh, okay. Now, see,
the
I think
classic you, pot pie.
You can have a good conversation about whether the pot pie is or is not a TV dinner.
Totally it is.
Okay, I'm in my mind, the pot pie kind of isn't. Because a TV dinner has got to be the multi-course. Like, it's got to have the veggies and the potatoes and the dessert and the meat, whatever that happens to be. It's got to come in the segmented, compartmented package.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I don't want to take away your right to call your one item, which is really everything all in one pouch, right? One in one,
yeah,
you know,
the veggies and yeah, the little potatoes.
It's just not all separated out. And there's no gradualism to it. You don't have to peel back a portion of it. You don't have to poke a hole in the top. Do you poke a hole in the top of your pot pie?
You got to poke a hole. All right. It stays frozen.
Can we agree on this, though? The pot pie. By the way, are you the Hungry Man size or the little tiny circle size?
You know, I don't know if the box about that big. I mean, it's not
but
huge.
The circle or the big one?
They're circular.
Does it have crust
box
on the bottom, or is it only crust
oh,
on
it's
top?
Only crust on top.
Oh, you eat the big one. Okay, so I go for the little one because mm-hmm. you get more crust, but I eat two of them. But let's agree about this. You don't microwave it, though, right?
Yes, I do.
You microwave your pot pies?
Yeah. I mean, it's got microwave instructions.
Put David on. David's going to back me up on this. David, please tell him not to microwave his pot
no,
pies.
No, don't do that.
It's got microwave instructions.
Oh, that doesn't mean you should microwave
just
it?
Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something.
Why do you like mushy crust?
Oh.
Mushy.
Just fine.
Oh. Mushy pastry, it's the nastiest, right? David,
oh,
back me
yes
up on this.
No, you have to bake them.
Because you get the
to
nice crunch.
It takes
you get the
forever, but
yes
it's worth
but
it.
But if you eat them at work, there's no oven at work.
We eat the pot pie at work.
I do.
Oh, PJ.
I mean, I haven't for a year and a half. I used to.
Oh, PJ, microwave pot pies. My friend, I need
no
to bring...
No one should live like that.
I know. It's so sad. It's so sad. Are you still putting, you know, particle board shelves on your milk crates at home, too? All right. We'll just move on. Anyway, 437-1620. I'll make you a pot pie. I'll bring one in. You can tell the difference. You'll never go back to microwave pot pies again. David, thank you for bolstering my case. I appreciate
Anytime.
That. I think the listeners are going to be horrified by this, but that's okay. You find things out every once in a while. 437-1620. Question is, do you eat TV dinners? Does a pot pie qualify? I guess we can branch out pot pie, microwave, or in the oven. Oh, I mean, I know it's a time savings, but what a sacrifice of lifestyle. 437-1620, 437-1620. If I'm forced to pick, I think my favorite TV dinner would, oh, man, it's hard to say. I'm going to go with the turkey. Turkey's such a classic.
What brand?
You know, honestly, I do not care. I'll take any turkey with any stuffing, with any gravy, with any mashed potatoes, with any cobbler that comes with. I'm happy. They're all so good. The reason I was dilly-dallying, a little bit waffling in my head, was I was thinking about the Salisbury steak. Because a Salisbury steak is also, oh, it's so good. And Salisbury steak has
the last time I had one of those, terrible. It was so bad.
Really?
I was at a hotel.
Oh, okay. We started down the wrong path to start with, though.
Then I microwaved it.
Okay.
So
well, that's
how you
okay.
Feel about that.
You can microwave the actual TV dinners. Just don't microwave your fakey TV dinners.
Everything around the Salisbury steak was really good.
Okay, but the Salisbury steak was bad.
It was horrible.
I haven't done it recently, but I used to buy the like the six pack of the Salisbury steak that's just Salisbury steak, and then make mashed potatoes at home and make that for the boys. Because you know, for a 15-year-old, one TV dinner is not good enough.
Well,
right?
Then it ceases being a TV dinner if you're making alternate sides.
I agree with
home.
You.
Okay.
I don't disagree. It's no longer purely a TV dinner and a convenience. I'm making fresh mashed potatoes, which they love, of course, too. But yeah. But you know what? I never got into. People do the lasagna and the fried chicken and all this. I'm thinking, just stick with the basics. You know, turkey, Salisbury steak. 437-1620. Let's do a quick traffic on the fives before we get back to taking all these texts.
All right, there's an object in the roadway, I-10 eastbound, just after Davis Highway in Pensacola. Use caution through that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. You know, Ace Unlocks has been an advertiser with us now for, about a month or two, I guess. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, that when I got my key fob made by them for my Civic, I had probably put up with, a non-functioning key fob for like a year or two. And you say, good Lord, Andrew. Yeah, but I'll put up with stuff just because of the inconvenience of fixing it. And frankly, it was the cost, because I think at the dealership it was going to be like $150. I thought, good Lord, is it, you know, how much is it really worth to me today? And it was just so much cheaper at Ace Unlocks. I don't remember what I paid, but I think it was about half that. Like, it was a lot less. And oh my God, it was so nice to have one. Because it was easy. It was simple. They key cut the laser key. They did the fob. It was all fantastic. They were super easy. And, you know, so I like talking about them, because that's like one of their biggest sources of business is you know, fobs and laser cut keys. Because you think, man, I got to go to the dealership for that. You do not. Trust me from experience, you do not. And they are so easy to work with. Broken keys, damaged keys, misplaced, stepped on it, washed it, lost it in the Gulf, whatever the case may be. They can take care of you for that. They can also get you in your locked car. They can also help you with rekeying a home or a business or anything like that. But, you know, Ace Unlocks, I mean, just great folks. I just saw, you know, Chris Roney yesterday when he was heading in to do pep talk and talk with him for a minute. 505-7545 for Ace Unlocks. Stop by at airport and the railroad tracks. And if you mention my name, Andrew McKay, you get 10% off whatever you do. 846 on News Radio 92.3. It is National TV Dinner Day. What's your favorite TV dinner? What's your one you remember? Let's see. Casey, our city councilman, says, Casey Jones says, it's been at least 20 years, but Salisbury steak was my favorite. Frozen pot pies were great, but not TV dinner, in my humble opinion. That's right. I mean, you know, PJ, you crazy. it's in the section, but it does not count. It does not. It may identify as, but that doesn't mean I have to use the pronouns. I stopped eating TV dinner when Farmer Ryan Jenkins taught me about microplastics. Oh, okay. I can see you. My last one was in 1979, somebody says. Wow. I would actually enjoy a Salisbury with green peas and mashed potatoes and cherry cobbler today. Oh, it is so good. It was called a man pleaser. Pretty good. I agree. Let's see. Vicky says, I only microwave a pot pie in case of a time crunch. Oven is 100% better. That's about right. You can survive eating a microwave pot pie, but you can't enjoy it. Try it. You know, I know it takes 40 minutes. Give it a shot. You try it. Let's see. Andrew, it all comes out the same in the end, talking about the pot pies. Yeah, but it's the going in part that matters. Let's see. Somebody says, good old Swanson's aluminum pan. Love the meatloaf. Oh, meatloaf. Good. Oh, somebody says, give PJ a break. Absolutely yes to microwaving a pot pie. Okay, well, you know, everybody's got their broken taste bud issues. Let's see. Somebody says Publix Deli area has a great pot pie. Oh, all right. Somebody says the best part of best pot pie is over at Cheddar's right around the studio. Oh, that's true on Davis. Almost like a croissant type crust, and it's full of chicken. Oh man, a homemade pot pie is a completely different beast too.
My wife has done that too.
I make pot pies at home, yeah. And my pie crust is my thing. I'm great at pie crust, and so which might not seem like a thing, but trust me. And my homemade pot pie, you know, I'll bring you in one day. Let's see. The radio station makes employees eat pot pies for lunch. They can't even pay them enough money so they can have a full meal. Well, you said it's a full meal. It's got everything in there. It's got meat.
It gets me through till I get home.
There you go.
There you go.
And eat the real food. Chris from Mason Logs. He says, and I used to like if the frozen peas were not quite fully cooked. Okay, interesting. And a Hungry Man Salisbury steak. There you go. The bigger one, you know, for real man. Let's see. Ramon says, Salisbury steak was my go-to breakfast, lunch, and dinner as a teenager. Let's see. Josh says, I haven't had one since I got married. I should thank my wife for that. Well done. Let's see. Salisbury steak was my favorite. Somebody else says, Scott says, the best TV dinner of all time is without a doubt Salisbury steak with the mashed potatoes and the gravy. You take the corn. By the way, you all know that when you have a Salisbury steak with the mashed potatoes, you obviously spoon the extra Salisbury steak gravy on top of the mashed potatoes, right?
I mean, you can, yeah.
What do you mean you can?
You put it on the Salisbury steak itself?
Yeah, but you're saying you eat the mashed potatoes dry?
If they're good.
Oh, I just, my heart. You know,
sometimes they have enough flavor on their own.
No, they never do. PJ, 437-1620. Oh, somebody says, the same person, the gravy, you take the corn and you dump it out in the trash, and then you give that horrible brownie to whoever will eat it because it tastes like cardboard, and you just eat the Salisbury steak and the mashed potatoes.
Well, see, they're saying that they have the mashed potatoes without it too, right?
No, that person said they spoon it on top.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Like I missed that part. Sorry.
Civilized person. Homemade burgers, Stouffer's mac and cheese, mashed taters and gravy on flimsy TV trays. Oh, my God, the TV trays. Yes. Oh, I feel like this generation, you know, of all the things that they didn't get, TV trays might have been the worst thing that they were deprived of.
Did you have a TV tray?
Oh, God, yeah.
You see, we didn't.
What?
You're always calling me the rich kid, so.
Well, they were made out of about 10 cents of cheap aluminum, you know, and they would wiggle back and forth, and you were always on the verge of spilling whatever drink you dared to put on them. I mean, and they were always colored the same hideous colors. Like the person, you know, the blind artist that designed your couch in the 70s also designed the TV tray pattern, right? So I remember when we got real fancy, when we came into money and my family bought the wooden TV trays. God. By the way, if you're young and you do not know what a TV tray is, you have no idea, look it up. I don't know how to tell you. Rickety five-piece structure because it was four legs, and then there was a top, and it would kind of slide into place. You could store them next to the Barca Lounger, and then you could pull them out for fancy dinners by the TV. Oh, my God. Spoon the potatoes on the steak, says Casey. Yes, that's right. Ramon says Salisbury gravy on the mashed potatoes. Yes. Stouffer's meatloaf and mashed potatoes. There you go. Oh, and Dale just says, PJ, the gravy, my friend. Yeah, man, I don't know. Just hope for better for everybody. 8:51 on News Radio 92. I just feel like it's not a criticism so much as I just want better for you. I want you to live the life of joy that the rest of us live, and I feel like you've been missing it all these years. I'm Andrew McKay.
Every piece of jewelry has a story. Some start with a yes. Some start with, this belonged to my grandmother. Some start with, can we turn this into something new? However the story begins, the right jeweler helps it last. With custom design, careful restoration, and engagement rings built to last generations, Beret Jewelers has helped Pensacola keep those stories shining strong. Beret Jewelers, 40 years of coastal shine.
Registration's now open for the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge Halloween 5K and Kids Monster Dash. Halloween morning on Pensacola.
Pensacola Beach. Gather in Flounders and run or walk the route along Via de Luna. Bring the kids for the Monster Dash immediately following the 5K. Kids run free with a registered adult. Costumes are encouraged, and there's an after party at Flounders. Registration is $35. Proceeds go to the local Elks charities. The Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge. Halloween 5K and Kids Monster Dash Halloween morning on Pensacola Beach. Register now at runpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here. There's so many things I want to say.
Speakers are asked to refrain from abusive or profane remarks, disruptive outbursts.
See, come that's on. The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no, it
you
does make not.
If you don't know who I am, close your mouth. Something's going to fly in your mouth.
You're going to have to be quiet when I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do the insubordination.
This is not transparent, open government.
I have never said you were psychotic, though you may be.
I don't know that I care for the narrative.
Well, Stephen, I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anybody else's, or to imply that any one of us is not doing what...
I'm not a maiden who needs to be saved from my feelings.
Wonderful, thank you.
Love can touch just one time and last for a lifetime.
I'm not going to support giving across-the-board raises to people who make six figures when we got people that make $32,000. You know what? I'll vote do whatever you want to do. We have people who are making $32,000, $28,000 in our district. They can't eat. They're running out of gas at Brownsville to get food. But then we say across the board because it's fair. Because somebody makes $150,000, $200,000, we're going to give them the same thing that we give somebody that makes $25,000. That's unfair. That's wrong. And so we should be looking at the budget in that perspective. So listen, you can cut it, keep it, we can increase it. But take care of our citizens. Take care of the people that actually is going to your washroom and grabbing quarters of things to be able to pay to wash their clothes because that's all they got. And so, I mean, let's do a broad sweep for all the citizens. That's unfair. Let's do what's right by the citizens, the least of them. That's what we were elected to do, Mike. We were elected to take care of the least of them.
I mean, we were elected to take care of everybody, not just the people who aren't making very much money. But Lumen May picked a very interesting moment in the Escambia County budget hearing to pitch his flag and say, look, I want to get a 6% across the board pay raise for everybody making under 50 grand. It's going to be 2% for everybody is what it had been. But he found himself in a good bargaining position of they couldn't get the budget done, you know, the millage rate passed because you have to have four commissioners and they could only get three. And he was holding out because, you know, he didn't want to do a millage rate cut. And he finally said, all right, I'll do your millage rate cut if you give me a 6% pay raise for everybody making under 50 grand. We'll come back to this in a second. By the way, the reference to the washing your clothes and rent, that's because each of the individual commissioners, like, you know, Ashley owns the washroom and Lumen builds things and has rental properties, and Steven does financial consulting. So that's what he was talking about there. PJ, it's traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Andrew. 9 miles accident-free. Not showing any delays in Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
So Lumen May is emphatic. I'll give you a millage rate cut on your property taxes if you give a 6% pay raise to everybody, not in the union, obviously, because you can't do that from the dais, but for the non-union employees making under 50 grand.
I'm fine, Mike. I could be supportive. The point is, it has to be a real conversation about the budget. And Commissioner Berry said, if I don't have it tonight, I'll never have it. So I'm good. We can do whatever millage rate you want, Ma. If we give 6% to everybody that makes less than $50,000, I'm all on board. Whatever millage rate you want.
And honestly, I thought they would kind of laugh at it, and because it's so outrageous and so out of the blue. But
it's chopping time. Do something like that. You got my full. I don't care what the millage rate is. Let's just give an increase to these citizens who are around here cleaning our building, cutting our grass, driving our trucks, and they're going home having to work two or three jobs, and they're hungry. That's what, now, if that's included in the motion, that we're going to give these people 6%, you can cut the rest of them, I will vote for whatever millage rate you want, Commissioner.
These poor people that are eating pot pies in the microwave, you know, right? They can't afford any better.
Commissioner, Stephan, can you just pencil what that impact is, like what the impact of that would be? We're not talking bargained employees. We're talking about board direct board employees that are under 50,000.
So Stephen Berry asked Stephan Hall how much it's going to be, and he says about $1 million.
Commissioner Berry, I believe it's around $1 million for the general fund.
And that's for the non-union. And so, you know, all of a sudden they couldn't agree to the million that Ashley wanted to do. You know, wouldn't want to get rid of the community impact funds, or what we used to call discretionary funds. But all of a sudden they can find $1 million to give a 6% pay raise to the poor people because Lumen asked for it. Interesting choice.
For me, you know, I'm going to continue to advocate for this, and that's the, you know, like you said, we got to get to 4. I'll never be a part if we don't take care of those people, because I get it. Those people, you know, rent from me. You know, they get the clothes washed with Ashley. You know, maybe one day they'll make enough to invest with you. I mean, but we see them each and every day, and it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart when I see somebody walking down the street and saying, "I'd love to go get a sandwich at O'Reilly's, Commissioner, but I just can't afford it." And they have on a Escambia County badge. That breaks my heart. They deserve to be able to go eat at the same places that I go eat, you know, because they work hard.
Man, full-blown socialism right there. So we're going to cut the millage. We're going to take $1 million from savings. We're going to pay $1 million to employees. And that's what Ashley Hoffberg, how she summarized it. And then that's what they wound up doing. Wild times at the Escambia County Commission. If you need a roof, or you need a roof replacement or a repair, you're not sure which one, Brian Ward and his company, Quality Roofing Solutions, have done 10,000 roofs since starting 20 years ago in 2006. And the idea, they just wanted to be the people you could count on and trust, and they would do what they said they were going to do it right, and then stand by it. They do a lifetime workmanship warranty for their roofs. They got a 4.9 rating on Google. What do you want? I mean, you don't have to necessarily hire them, but invite them. Make sure they're part of it. You know, if you want to get two or three contractors out to, you know, look at your project, fine, no problem. I was never going to tell you to only go with one, but include them on your list, and then you make a decision. You know, they invest in the community. They do good work. They're always trying to save, you know, costs and do it efficiently. And like I said, stand by the work after it's done. A 4.9, is a very difficult thing to accomplish. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. Meg is up next with Pep Talk. Hope you have a fantastic Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. Stream us.